A man named Erwin Schrödinger once described a thought experiment so strange that Albert Einstein called it his favorite illustration of why quantum theory felt incomplete. That alone should stop you cold. Schrödinger published this argument in 1935 in a paper titled The Present Situation in Quantum Mechanics. And here is the twist most people miss. He was not celebrating quantum physics. He was mocking it. He built the cat scenario specifically to show how absurd quantum rules become when you try applying them to the everyday world. The cat was a weapon of criticism, not a celebration of mystery. So here is the setup, BB. Picture a sealed box. Inside it sits a cat, a tiny radioactive atom, a radiation detector, a mechanical trigger, and a sealed vial of poison. The radioactive atom may or may not decay within a given window of time. If it decays, the detector catches the signal, the trigger fires, the vial shatters, and the cat dies. If the atom does not decay, nothing happens. The cat lives. Simple enough so far. Now the quantum part enters, and this is where things get genuinely strange. At the subatomic level, before anyone measures it, the atom does not have a fixed state of decayed or not decayed. Quantum mechanics describes it using something called superposition, a mathematical combination of both possibilities existing simultaneously. That is not a metaphor. That is the actual formal description the math produces. The key idea is what happens when you connect that tiny quantum uncertainty to something large and visible, like a living creature. Because the detector, the trigger, the poison, and the cat are all physically linked to the atom, the quantum description drags them all into the same combined state. The math ends up associating one part of the description with a live cat and another part with a dead cat. That is what physicists mean when they say the cat is both alive and dead. Now, remember, this is not a claim that you would ever look at a cat and see it flickering between life and death. It is a statement about what the formal quantum equations produce before an observation occurs. The tension between that continuous mathematical evolution and the single definite result you get the moment you open the box is called the measurement problem. It is one of the deepest unresolved questions in all of physics. Schrödinger's point, BB, was sharp and deliberate. Quantum mechanics had a framework called the Copenhagen interpretation, championed by physicist Niels Bohr. That framework said a quantum system exists in superposition until a measurement forces it into one definite outcome, fine for electrons. But Schrödinger asked, at what point does the quantum world hand off to the ordinary world? If the rule applies all the way up the chain, then the cat itself must be in superposition until you look. That conclusion struck Schrödinger and Einstein as deeply problematic. Einstein corresponded with Schrödinger during this period and shared his discomfort with what quantum theory implied about reality. The cat experiment crystallized that discomfort into something anyone could grasp. Think of it as a philosophical stress test. Schrödinger was not proposing anyone actually do this to a cat. He was exposing a crack in the foundation of the theory. The takeaway here is this. Schrödinger's cat is not a quirky science fact about cats being magical. It is a precisely constructed argument about where quantum mechanics breaks down as an explanation of reality. The experiment connects microscopic uncertainty, a single radioactive atom, to a macroscopic consequence everyone understands instantly, life or death. That bridge is the genius of it. Schrödinger used something emotionally undeniable to force a logical confrontation. And the confrontation has never fully been resolved. Physicists today still debate what the measurement problem means and how to solve it. What Schrödinger gave us in 1935 was not an answer. It was a question so well formed that it has outlasted nearly a century of brilliant attempts to close it. That, BB, is why this thought experiment still matters.